A classified CIA report obtained by the Los Angeles Times warns that the Chinese military is preparing to launch cyber attacks on U.S. computer systems. In addition, the confidential alert warns U.S. authorities to brace for a wave of attacks by Chinese student hackers. Eric Lischblau wrote the story for today's edition of the LA Times and joins us in the studio. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Eric, first of all, are we talking about two types of potential Chinese cyber attacks here, one specifically conceived by the Chinese military, another more informally conducted by students?
Well, there's a fine line there. There are attacks that have been tied to students, particularly last year after the spy plane incident with China. There were about 1,200 hacking attacks on U.S. sites, government and commercial. But there's the suspicion by the CIA that the Chinese government may have been behind those, that they either gave it their tacit blessing or were even actively involved in doing that. And the broader concern is that that the government is also planning broader cyber attacks beyond just hacking.
Well, let's talk about the Chinese military plans. Your report suggests the cyber attacks would have a specific military goal, probably related to a Chinese invasion of Taiwan, which it views as a renegade province, right?
What the CIA says in its classified report is that the military special forces have made it their mission to find ways of disrupting both U.S. and Taiwanese military and government sites through viruses, through hacking, etc. They say in this report that the government in China is not there yet. They do not yet have the technical sophistication to do that, but that that is their goal, and they're working on it aggressively.
China is not capable of launching this kind of attack today.
That's the CIA's conclusion. They compared their current status to that of a sophisticated hacker.
How effective could this kind of tactic be?
Well, the concern of some analysts, even outside the CIA, is that in the event of China making good on its longstanding promise to invade Taiwan, they would then mount a cyber attack that would delay a U.S. military response and give China time enough to gain a solid footing in Taiwan. That's one scenario. I mean, we don't know what the China policymakers have in mind.
But is U.S. warfighting capability susceptible to this kind of attack?
What we're told is that the crown jewels of the military are fairly impenetrable, that this type of virus attack, hacking attacks, denial of service attacks, et cetera, would not really affect the, for instance, the launch codes, as nuclear launch codes, as someone told me yesterday, but that there are any number of internet-based military sites that the military relies on, for instance, in talking base-to-base or to its military vendors and suppliers, that could very well be vulnerable to this kind of attack.
Mm-hmm. And the nature of these attacks would be similar to what we face as internet users periodically, that is a virus that goes around the internet and makes our computers unusable for a time.
Could be in the form of a virus that damages or disrupts service. Could be in the form of a denial of service hacking attack. Yeah, that cuts off service or perhaps defaces a website with, as we saw last year, with pro-Chinese messages, that type of thing.
Any reaction from Chinese officials to the CIA report?
Well, what they said yesterday is that they have a completely defensive posture when it comes to computer research. They do not do offensive computer usage against other countries. Yes, they are researching in order to defend themselves against hackers, but nothing more than that.
Thanks very much, Eric.
Thank you.
Eric Lischblau is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times. He's based in Washington, D.C.